Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
We're going to take another 10 minutes of prayer, then we'll enter the worship. Now listen, this is what will be happening. Open your see, make sure you are willing to hear something. Your business needs direction, your career needs direction, your marriage needs direction. You need to hear. Only those who are no. If God can speak to Nebuchadnezzar, why will he not talk to you? It's your hunger. Direction, clarity, revival, fire. Everything that the Holy Ghost has to offer, he can deposit it tonight. No matter how stubborn the devil, he cannot escape certain things. No matter how stubborn the obstacle, he cannot escape certain things. And this is that one night for somebody. Everything that has escaped every other day until now, tonight they bow in the name of Jesus. Where you walk out and they say, yes, in the kingdom of darkness, they say that is a walking fire. You are passing and they are seeing fire. They don't have any business with you. Said, from henceforth, let no man trouble me, because I bear in my body the mark. What mark is on you? Some people have mark of rejection, mark of shame, mark of all manner of bitterness and death. Nobody, when they associate with them, they give up. By the time everything, no, when the Holy Ghost marks you, Kai, you are different. You are different. You are different. When he marks you, when he marks you. So the next 10 minutes, pray, then the next 20 minutes to the end of the service, we will now worship and worship and worship. And listen, if you are getting a word from God, take note of it. You might not know the meaning of what he's saying yet, but listen, if you don't hear anything, he might speak to you with scriptures. He might speak scriptures that he will just bring that word from scripture to you. But I want you to be sensitive. As we are praying, pray. As we are worshiping, worship. Give the whole of yourself. Because God is a spirit. As all of us are here, he's scanning through our heart to see who those who are really ready. Are they serious? Are they joking? I'm not here to joke. Holy Ghost, I am not here to joke. I'm here to settle things about my future, about my career, about my children, about my life. A new beginning. 20 days of glory is an immersion. I told you, it's an experience. It's not a program. It's an experience. It's an experience. We wanted to teach before, but this is how the Holy Spirit decided that tonight will go. So he's the one. There are people he still wants to sort out here. In the midst of the next phase of prayer and worship, there are things that the Holy Spirit will sort out. He will sort it out. He will sort it out. He will sort it out and mark you and insist on you. And insist on you. So I'm just going to give 10 minutes to one of my daughters to just come up and lead prayer for that 10 minutes. By the time she's done, then our music ministers we have will just take on prayer. I mean worship. I want you to stay in that cloud of worship. Stay in that atmosphere of worship. Stay in that cloud. Don't come out. Insist. Moses stayed in the cloud until when he came out. Everybody that saw Moses, they knew he had an encounter. They knew it. They knew it. So don't miss out on what God is doing now. Too many powerful things that God is doing. Yes.
Can you raise your prayer language? Raise it, raise it, raise it. Come on, go ahead, go ahead.
Contend for fire in your city. I don't speak English. I speak like. We speak spirit. We don't speak English. We speak spirit. We speak spirit. We speak light. For he has spared my tongue, the pen of a ready writer.
I speak light. I speak.
One more time. We speak spirit. We speak spirit. Hey, oh. Hey, la 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 la. We speak spirit. We don't speak English. We are speaking fire. It's the language of fire. Shake it, beat it, cut it, to us. Let it be big, cut it, tell it us. Asati, kit, kit, cut it, cut us. Hurra, cut it, tell it us. Shake it, kit, kit, power. Shake it, cut it, power. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 24, if I'm correct. Elijah said, the God that answers by fire. Hey, these are sacrifices, these are bulls. The God that answers by fire. Let him be God. Do you know the name of that God? Do you know the name of that God? We are going to shout the name of that God. Elijah said, you will call on the name of your God. I will call on the name of my God. And the God that answers by fire. Let him be God. Somebody, you are going to call on the name of your God. We are going to do that for that 2 minutes. You are just going to shout that name, Jesus, once. And when you shout it, you just go silent. Then you give strings. Are you ready? Come on, are you ready? The God that answers by fire. If he is Jesus, so, then he must answer by fire. Except if his name is not Jesus. Except if the name of the God that created the heavens and the earth is not Jesus. Somebody call his name. The eagles have been bound for too long. Let the ropes be removed. Let the chains be removed. Eagle fly. The nations are waiting for you. Eagle fly. The eagles are flying with fire. Eagle fly. Can you feel that? Can you feel that? Kai. Time. He could fly. Jojo. Fly, Jare. Fly, Jo. Oh, yeah. And if you're looking for a youth who will seek you as if he doesn't have sense again. Who are they? Jesus, you are found me. You are found me. Search no further. If you are looking for that girl, for that boy, who will seek your face, endlessly love you, Lord. Jesus, you are found. You are found.
Search.
Shout Jesus, Jesus, my Lord, I'm gonna make you strong. Alebele kufa la bahasia, ele kwati la bahale, ureli ekoni ma. Jesus, kopela saila. Jesus, my
while we're praying, I sense the Holy Spirit want to put an anointing for increase upon business people. If you are a business person, you really do business, either buying or selling or something transactional with your skill, I see increase. Lift up your hand. I'm going to pray for you. That hand now, it will begin to touch gold. I speak over every hand here in the name of Jesus. What you have not carried in 5-6 years, the financial capacity that you have not been able to build for several years, the Holy Ghost, the multiplier, he said when the Spirit is poured out from on high, the wilderness will become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. I declare right now, the anointing for increase rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Somebody, your call will come. The clients will insist on you. The kind of testimony that you are about to receive, it will draw the attention of those that matter. You are the kind that will be so blessed that you will serve God with your resources. You will bless nations with your resources. Your family will be glad that they have you as one of their arrowhead. He said, behold, I am he that giveth thee power. It's a Holy Ghost service, but the Holy Spirit is directing my heart to that direction. I am he that giveth thee power to get well. So there is an ability that can be quickened. There is a method. There is a strategy. There is a wisdom that can be activated. That when you engage, they will ask, how come you have shifted? Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. I've not even met the brother yet, but Pastor Sass was sharing with me that I'm supposed to pray for somebody who better bought a couple of shops running into millions in Alaba, in a plaza in Alaba. And I said, I will create time. It's not easy for me, but I will create time because I like growth. I like something to start and it's growing. If you come to my office, one of my core values, growth. If it is not growing, why? I cannot stand stagnation. It irritates my very being. I can't start. Why is he not working? Why? Everything that ought to be active and alive, gifts, potentials, ideas, Holy Ghost, I ask that they are activated to function in the name of Jesus. 20 days of glory will bear increase for you. He will teach your hand to war. And your fingers to battle. Your wisdom will engage the wise, and they will submit at your intelligence. The wealth will come your direction. You become a money magnet of quality clients.
And nothing like that will be able to take you away from God. They will see you and they will say, he's a man of money, man of God. Woman of money, woman of God. Nothing will be able to take you away from God. In the name of Jesus.
Listen, he said, let the people praise him. Let the people praise him. Then the earth will yield her increase. The next few minutes of worship, as we wrap up, give all your hearts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm grateful to God that God has blessed us with wonderful people. You know, yesterday, Pastor Goswill was listening to my daughter sing, and he was asking, he said, who's that? He said, I can hear something. Who's that person? I was laughing. I said, it's one of my daughters. He's going to bless us again in another 15 minutes thereabouts. I want you to open all your hearts in worship and just receive it. And receive. See, worship and praise brings increase. The anointing that has come upon you now, it needs a tune to God that will cause everything to shift. If you have been healed, if you have been delivered, if you have been touched, some of us have already started seeing the testimony, the 24 hours testimonies. I already started seeing it already. Yes, I've started seeing it already. Yes, yes. And I will share my own another time. So let's take that worship atmosphere now, steered by the Spirit. God bless you.
You should be worshiping God by now. You should be worshiping the Father.
waiting for Eva. Creation is groaning, for your overflow. Your world is waiting, waiting for Eva.
Creation is ready. Creation is ready. I will not show up empty. You have been pouring into us since day one, day two, day three, day four. There's an overflow already, but you have to be conscious of it.
Let it show that I'm edge with you. Let it show that I'm edge with you. Let it show that I'm edge with you.
There has been an emphasis on this song, and it is not a joke.
Let it show that I'm edge with you. Jesus.
Let it show that I'm at with you, Jesus. Ah, let it show that I'm at with you. Yeah, let it show that I'm at with you, Jesus. Crying to the Lord, let it show that I'm. Let it show. Distracted on the day that what I have been building capacity for, I will not show up distracted. I will not show up empty. Let it show that I met with you, Jesus.
Let it show.
Make it a sincere cry to the Father. Make it a cry to the Father. You want him more fair.
You want him more fair.
receive his living sacrifice.
I am your worship.
Just lift up your voice and thank him for tonight and just appreciate him for everything. I want your thanksgiving to rise as you appreciate God. If you are here tonight, you say, Pastor Mavis, I have not accepted Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Or I was born again, I backslided, and I didn't take my walk with God. So please, no movement. Let's not just move anyhow. Let's not move anyhow. We're wrapping up already. We are off here already. 1-2 minutes will not be an issue. Do you want to make a decision for Jesus? Can you boldly raise your hand wherever you are? You want to rededicate your life for Jesus? God bless you, my sister. Can you come? Can you come forward? Can you come forward? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to get born again? God bless you, sister. God bless you. Keep putting your hands together wherever you are upstairs. Those of us online, can you indicate? Indicate so that we can connect with you personally. Keep coming. Keep coming. If you are coming, keep coming very fast about it. Keep coming. God bless you. Keep coming. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I see angels dancing and celebrating. Dancing and celebrating. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you. I dedicate my life to you. I surrender all to you. I lay it all at your feet. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Today, I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I declare now, I am born again, I am saved, and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.